got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. You know that means you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my brand new biblical question, a doozy. Really, and it's for those who want to overcome, rise above lower thinking, above hell. You want to rise out of hell. Know thyself. Really, if you know yourself, you will leave hell and live in heaven right here on earth. It's amazing. And so the biblical question for those who men and women who want to know themselves. And so these questions are there to encourage you to pay attention to you and forget about the world and pay attention to the other world that's inside of you. But if you don't want to, you love your misery, you love your hell, you love your pain, you love your death, then it's not for you. Are you a follower or a leader? Are you a follower or a leader or a leader? Which are you? Are you a follower or a leader? It's an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy and can't sit and watch the show, but you would like to watch it, you'd like to listen while you're doing what you're doing, you can. You can podcast. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. Again. Hee-haw. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is and will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. 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 a spiritual battle, and it's happening inside of you, and then outside of you, inside of others. The same battle that you're overcoming, those who are working on themselves, are the same battles that happen in other people. And most people, most are not trying to overcome. They love the thrill of emotions. They love the thrill of thoughts. They love the thrill of viciousness, judgment, worry, doubt, fears, anxiety. They love the thrill of feeling good and feeling bad. Revenge. Most people love revengeful fear. They walk a mile to try to get revenge. I want you to know, and do what you want, but I want you to know that either you're serving hell or you're serving heaven. Either you are of hell, evil, or you are of good. You can't be both. There is no gray area. There is no in between. You're either in hell or in heaven. There's no other choice. Either you're serving heaven or you're serving hell. And you're not in control of either one. But you're serving either one, whether you know it or not, admit it or not, want it or not, you're in hell. On one side of the wall is hell, and on the other side is heaven. There is no in-between. There's no gray area. I hear people say, well, Jesse, there's a gray area. No, it's not. It's not. And all you have to do is pay attention to what's happening in you. Another thing I encourage you to do, as of this very moment, I would encourage you, do what you want. Give no authority to thoughts. When they come and they stab you or they whatever, try to keep you unconscious, don't give them any authority. They don't have any. You give it to them. Stop giving authority to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And the only reason you feel the grief from thoughts, the emotions, the feelings, or whatever you're getting, because you're giving authority to them. Stop doing it. All you have to do is stop doing it. Don't give them any authority over you. Rebuke them. Say no to them. Stop giving in to them. You got to work on this 24 hours a day, 355 days in a year. You got to work on you if you want to be free. And you can be free. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't. Anyone that tell you that you can't be free, that you cannot have peace right here on earth, they're lying to you. That's your enemy. They're lost. You listen to the lost. The sleeping people. There are sleeping people on earth. They are asleep. And there are people who are waking up. So do what you want, but take control of your life. I want my country back. Remember I tell you I want my country back? You just saw bring back my country. It's not coming back. And I have to give the great white hope, Donald Trump, and they call him king. They call him, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. The world obeys the great white hope, Donald Trump, and they call him king. He's doing an amazing job in spite of fighting with the devil in his own mind and the devil inside of other people. I was telling Derek, my producer, this morning, I didn't know. I just wasn't aware. I knew that American government wanted illegals in the country because they wanted the votes and the money that come with it, because a program come with illegals, and they get the money and the so-called power from the vote. But I didn't know that they were outwardly fight to keep criminals in America. I didn't know they would fight to keep criminals outwardly, so you can see them fighting to keep criminals in the country in spite of the criminals killing the American citizens. I just didn't know. I'm learning as I go. I had no idea that the American government, aspects of the American government, will fight to keep criminals in the country and care less about the American people, the citizens. They're being killed, robbed, raped, and they don't care. They just don't care. They turn a blind eye to it because they want the vote and they want the money. Because if you keep the illegals here, that means you got to have programs, and which means you got to get money from the government, and the money goes to them. And the problem never get resolved. I didn't know that they would fight this desperately and openly to keep criminals in America. I didn't know that our government, the American government, would one day defund the police and leave the people out there on their own, the American citizen, to fend for themselves. Or get rid of bail bonds so that the criminals don't even have to go to prison, to jail or prison. I didn't know that was possible. What the? But now I'm understanding human nature is evil. Oh, human beings are evil. Really? And you like to think, oh, most people like to think there's good. There is good in human nature. There's no good in human nature. Look how couples treat each other, married couples or boyfriend, girlfriend, family members, whatever. Human nature is evil. And as soon as you understand that, by overcoming the evil in you, it's going to blow your mind how you can handle the evil inside of others. But I didn't know our government was our enemy. The American government, well, government all around the world, really, is the enemy of the people. You hire the enemies to work against you. Look at in California how difficult it is for those people whose home were burned down. And look how difficult it is to get it rebuilt. And a lot of people voted for the very government, the Democratic Party, that would not take care of them and fighting to keep them from rebuilding, doing everything they can to stop it. They want to put low-income home in those areas, Malibu and all those areas, Pacific Palisade. They want to do that because that brings money for them. And they sit back and watch the American citizens being killed by the criminals. They barely mention it. And if they do mention it, it's fake. Oh, my heart goes out to the family. But they would do nothing. They would stop the president from trying to round them up and send them back. And then there are dumb people organizing with the dumb government against themselves. And American citizens are being killed, attacked, raped, robbed, murdered every day now. It reminds me of how we used to report this kind of stuff happening overseas in Europe, and it's happening here on the American soil. WJZ is reporting a body found along a Maryland highway was identified as a 19-year-old Dakara Thompson, a missing woman from Prince George County. This is according to the police. Watch this from WJZ.
Tonight, WJZ investigates uncovering new information about the murder of a 19-year-old whose body was dumped over a bridge near Annapolis. A suspect we know in custody tonight, and authorities say he's in the country illegally.
Good evening, Rick. 7 pages of detailed charging documents. This suspect was from Guatemala. According to court records, he worked for a Baltimore-based landscaping company. Police used surveillance video and cell phone tracking to build their case. This suspect is now being held without bail.
This is a good, good, good young woman who wanted to do good for her community.
Have you seen Dakara?
A heartbreaking end to the search for 19-year-old Dakara Thompson. Her family desperately looked for answers for weeks.
I want my baby back. I just simply want my daughter back.
Police found Thompson's body on Route 50 near Interstate 97 in the Annapolis area. According to charging documents WJZ Investigates obtained, the suspect, 35-year-old Hugo Hernandez Mendez, threw her body off a highway bridge into the South River. She had skull and facial fractures. Her family identified her through tattoos.
Amazing, huh? And I'm wondering out loud, do those people vote for the Democrats? And will they continue to vote for them? Illegal aliens, I'm wondering, are they upset? Or would they be out protesting Donald Trump, rounding up illegals and sending them back to wherever they came from? Wondering out loud, the police believe the illegal alien killed the 19-year-old in his bedroom. Watch this.
At this time, there are no additional suspects. However, this investigation is ongoing.
Thompson, who lived with her dad, disappeared after going out to get gas. She sent him this text.
I should be back soon. I love you too. Good night.
The 19-year-old is seen on surveillance video leaving her SUV behind in Hyattsville. According to charging documents, she approached the suspect's GMC Yukon and after approximately a minute of conversing, walks over to the passenger side of the vehicle and gets into the passenger front seat. Police say they drove to his house in Bowie and believe he killed her in his bedroom. A roommate reports hearing the defendant having sex and then a grunting noise, which made it believe that someone wasn't enjoying the sex. After executing a search warrant, police found what they believed to be the victim's blood and missing fingernail, along with hair and other evidence in the bedroom and in the trash, along with multiple pairs of women's underwear and lingerie. Hernandez Mendez agreed to an interview, telling detectives he went to a nightclub to meet his ex-girlfriend, but never did. When detectives questioned further, the defendant denied any involvement. Prince George's officials say Hernandez Mendez was in the United States illegally. U.S. Park Police arrested him for a DUI 5 months ago, but let him go.
Amazing, huh? My country is gone. This is hell on earth coming through human nature, human beings. And yet, you have people in my country, the government and voting citizens, illegal voting too, some of them, fighting to stop Donald Trump or trying to stop him from protecting the citizens of America. Go figure. And it's all for selfish reasons. It's for themselves, a feel-good self or so-called family member, whatever it may be. But it ain't about you. And it ain't love. You know, I mentioned Sunday in our fellowship, the one thing that God asks us all to do, two things, the most important things, two are the most important things, because without those things, everything else is nothing. To love him with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or no one else, nothing else. and to love one another. Love your enemy. And those two things that most people do not do at all. Oh, they can quote the scriptures. They read the word, and they believe Jesus is God. But they don't love one another. They don't even love God. They love evil and call evil good. And these people are trying to stop the president, Donald Trump, the great white hope now. Can you imagine trying to stop the king, and they call him king, from taking care, doing his job, looking out for the American people? Really, they're working overtime to try to stop. They're plotting how to stop the man from protecting the citizens. And they even go to court and get the courts, liberal courts, to try to stop Donald Trump. But one monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. According to this report, the Supreme Court allowed ICE to continue immigration raids. ABC 7 is reporting. The Supreme Court on Monday cleared the way for federal agencies to conduct sweeping immigration operation in Los Angeles. Watch this.
And good morning. I'm John Gregory. Breaking news coming out of the Supreme Court this morning. The High Court clearing the way for federal agents to conduct sweeping immigration operations in Los Angeles. It's the latest victory for President Donald Trump's administration. The justices lifted a restraining order from a judge who found that roving patrols were conducting indiscriminate arrests in L.A. The order had barred agents from stopping people solely based on their race, language, job, or location.
Amazing, huh? One monkey don't stop no show. And if you don't want my love, you're free to go. ABC. Isn't that amazing? The Supreme Court decision to lift restriction on President Donald Trump's immigration tactics is being criticized. Just think about it. You got dumb Karen Bass. Can fire her way out of paper bag. Is complaining that the president of the United States, a black female, so-called mayor, is trying to protect the American citizen. Can you, she just can't believe that. Who gonna vote for her if she get rid of these people? But she's, the president, immigration taxes is being criticized by so-called mayor of L.A., Karen Bass, and some state and local political leaders. Watch this from ABC 7.
Yeah, that Supreme Court decision rattling a lot of cages here in Southern California, most notably the mayor who slammed the high court, calling their decision un-American and dangerous.
A summer lull in immigration raids now potentially blown up by the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court's stay allowing federal immigration officers to indiscriminately stop people in Los Angeles, sparking anger and frustration.
With the stroke of a pen, the Supreme Court has undermined the rights of millions.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass lashing out at the order, standing outside a Home Depot where earlier this year masked agents swooped in and grabbed people who the mayor says were targeted simply because they appeared to be Hispanic. Bass reiterating the city's resistance to the federal sweeps.
I have already directed all city departments to bolster protocols and training in compliance with the city's law prohibiting the use of resources in immigration enforcement.
Amazing, huh? She don't want the president to prevent her from creating a ghetto. She got to make L.A. a ghetto. And then she'll be comfortable. And you vote for her. You voted for her. Then people get the kind of government that they deserve. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. And that is your so-called mayor. Illegals and criminals do not have rights in America. Carrie Bass is a liar and evil and do not love the American citizens, the very people who voted for her. Amazing. I openly support it. And they said we're making arrangements for protocols to make sure that they don't work with ICE to protect y'all. They're not going to do it because they defunded the police. And they don't want anyone else to come in and bring law and order and peace for the citizen. And you vote for them just because they have a D, Democrat, by their name. And you see yourself as a Democrat. So you're so identified with being a Democrat that you vote for them anyway. Same with Republican voters. They vote for right or Republicans just because they have the title Republican on them. You become what you hate. If you didn't identify as either one, you'll be able to make the right decision. But you let your identity determine how you live and how you vote and how you act. Even in so-called California Attorney General Rob Bonta, I believe, criticized the court decisions as well. Watch this from ABC 7.
The Supreme Court stay garnering criticism from other California leaders as well.
I think the rationale articulated by Justice Kavanaugh is dangerous and wrong.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta this morning addressing the high court stay. His office had filed an amicus brief that supported the lawsuit challenging the immigration stops. Bonta questioning the Supreme Court's recent decision that race cannot be used as a factor in college admissions, but now saying race can be used to stop people and demand to see proof of citizenship.
How they prevent the use of race to tackle discrimination but allow the use of race to potentially discriminate is disturbing.
Disturbing. And if you notice, yes, there are some liberal white politicians who are against the American people, too. But most of you people are non-white people. Non-white people. And I was thinking about the young lady that was allegedly killed by an illegal alien, black. She was black. Where is the outcry? Excuse me, where's the outcry from the blacks that a black girl was, according to the report, and allegedly killed by the illegal aliens? I don't hear them saying anything about it. Had it been a white man accused of doing it, it would be riots in the city. Where's Black Lives Matter and the NAACP? And that stupid guy, so-called lawyer, there's ambulance chaser. How come I ever heard from him? Crump, whatever his name is. How come they are so quiet? I thought they loved the blacks. So an illegal alien can be accused and look like, according to report, he did it, killing a black girl, and they're quiet on it. I haven't heard one word from them. Where's the love for the blacks? I thought they loved their people. Maybe there's no money in this one, in this case. 888-775-3773. A spiritual battle. Either you're serving evil or you're on your way to good. There's no way you can do both. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break in your phone calls and super chats right after this break. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-77-53-773. So, announcement. Check out our merch. We have amazing merch. Pachi's coffee. Good. Ain't nothing like a good cup of Pachi's coffee for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's so good. And every dime goes back to the helping others. It goes back to the nonprofit. And then we, not only do we have the coffee, we have the mugs, the T-shirt. We got everything that you can enjoy while you're drinking the coffee. Mugs and T-shirts, and when she lies, she cries. Any man with anger is evil. But what the? Everything. Alpha male, beta male, W, beta male. The whole thing there. Go to Rebuilding the Man. We got hoodies and all kinds of stuff. Go to Rebuilding the Man. .com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And for personal shout outs, birthdays, I know people have birthdays every day. Weddings, congratulations, encouragement, whatever. Go to, and I'll do the shout outs for you. I'll do the shout outs for you, and we're going to back to you as soon as possible. Really, there's so many, so we're going to back, though. We work hard to get them back to you. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, all right? And support us in social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and do all those things. Amazing. I want you to know, and do what you want. It's going to get worse before. This is hell on earth. You want to know where hell is? Jesse, where is hell? It's down below us, but it's in the nature of human beings. Human nature is evil. God said, pray for one another. What they try to do is hurt one another. They don't pray for each other. What the? He said, pray for one another, to love one another. That is not happening. So it's going to get worse. But for you as an individual, if you take control of your own world and become one instead of divided, you'll be fine in this world, right here on earth. You do not have to wait to leave your body and then thinking that you're going to have peace somewhere else. You can have it here, and then you're going to have it when you leave the body. Because the way you drop your body is where you're going to be when you drop the body. Nothing's going to change. What's up? So it's going to get worse. And if you doubt me, you can doubt me, just I doubt that. It's going to get better. Look at Europe. Look at South Africa. And see if things are getting better over there. They even, the government, aspects of the government, shout out loud, kill the Boer. We played that for you. And white people, you are, whether you admit it or not, whether it's being reported or not, or maybe the only time you will believe it if the media reports it, you are under genocide right now. They don't like you. They have been taught for 70 years or so, straight up, daily, that you are the enemy. You are the problem. And now everybody, and they mama on drugs. Not only mentally ill due to anger, but they add to it, they've been given drugs, medications, pills for this or that, pot. And in that fallen state, I mean, they're really down low. And when they see you, they see their enemy. Even though you have nothing to do with it, you're not their problem at all, and you're under attack, and it's barely spoke of. Remember the young girl that was on the train there in Charlotte, North Carolina? Pretty white girl. And some black guy was accused of stabbing her in the neck and killing her from Ukraine. We played that for you yesterday. And it happened 2 weeks ago, according to the report, I believe. You just now start hearing about it because it got out on social media. And the media, conservative and liberal media, wasn't talking about it at all. They didn't even mention it. And then Fox News is now talking about it, but I don't know what the other media is doing even now because I don't listen to them. But nothing about it. Had it been a black girl, got stabbed in the neck by a white guy, that's all you'd be talking about. Remember that guy out of New York? See, there you go. The white girl that allegedly was killed by that black guy. And they said he had a criminal record longer than his hair. Isn't that something? Because he was white and white and he was black, you heard nothing about it. Remember on a train there in New York, the white guy was trying to, allegedly was trying to protect some people from a black guy on a train, and he held him down and kept him down, and the guy died for whatever reason. And the white guy was white. They tried to lock that guy up. They made that headline news. And that's all they talked about. I can't remember the white guy's name, but he's out. He got, thank God. But he was white, and the guy that he choked or held down was black. And that's all you're talking about. But nothing for this white girl, nothing, zero. And white girls are being knocked out, robbed, and raped every day now. Like they did in Europe, or they do in Europe, according to a report, by the immigrants, legal or illegal, over there. Same thing happening. According to the Players Tribune, after the black guy killed the white girl. He reportedly said, "I got that white girl. I got that white girl." And apparently, he can be heard saying it in the video. When they are hot, they're already angry at the blacks. Think about that. Even though it comes from the mother, they think it comes from the whites. They're already angry at the white, not the black, but the black angry at the white. And then, and they're supposed to be mentally ill, right? And they are, anyone that has anger is mentally ill. And then they give you medication for it. And some people stop taking it, forget, or don't take the medication, and that's even worse. And they see a white girl, what do you think they're going to do? Or a white person, period. See, they got their head going so fast, they're not going to think. They just see enemy. They see white. But do what you want. Continue to vote for these people. Continue to pray. My heart goes out for you. And see how far that gets you. Brandon is out of Canada. Brandon, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Brandon.
How you doing?
All is well. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. So I got a question. I'm wondering if I should keep seeing this girl that I'm seeing right now, or if I should just move on with my life and keep working on myself. So I've been seeing this girl for about 8 months. And before seeing her, I was already working on myself. And for about 3-4 years, I forgave my parents and I stopped having sex too. And also watching the bad stuff on the internet, I had stopped all that. And I could see the change in myself and how I, you know, like the way I was around girls, I was able to speak up because I was able to speak up to my mother too, tell her the truth. And because of that, like the way I saw women change in general. But then I met this girl like about 8 months ago. And in the beginning, it was fine. Well, I thought it was fine. But after 3 months, we kissed for the first time. And then I made the mistake to let her sleep at my house. And by doing that, unfortunately, it led to sex, which was very unfortunate. Because after that, I started like having conflicts on that relationship because I didn't know it was still in me, and it made me realize that, you know, I don't blame her because I got to take responsibility for my actions. And I know that if something led me to do that, it's because it was in me. But since then, the moment we had sex, I noticed in me that I started to get attracted to her, but in the wrong way. And it was really messing with my mind at the time because I knew it was wrong, but I couldn't help but being attracted to her in the wrong way. And I didn't like it a lot at all. So what I ended up doing is like being on and off about the relationship. Like I was on and I was off, on and off. And I will leave and come back, leave and come back. And I did that for like 2 or 3 months. Sometimes I will leave for like 3 weeks. And then I would give in to the thoughts, or she would call me. And the moment she called me, I was like, hey, how you doing? And we start talking and I'll go with the thoughts, like with the idea that, okay, now I'm going to really like, I'm not going to have sex with her. I really want to do it the right way. And somewhere or another, we would end up in the same situation again. But a week ago, like I told her the truth, like, hey, listen, I noticed that the only time I really want to see you, it's when, like, you know, like, I want to have sex. And I don't want it to be that way. We shouldn't be doing that. It's not working. And I told her also that, you know, because, like, she's going to school, too, because she has to work, like, for a visa thing, because she's not, she's from South America. And so she had things going on her side. And me, too, I work, like, 3 jobs. And I've been noticing that I'm more tired too, because, you know, I'm always thinking about that. And I have a business and I have two jobs too. Like I work a lot and it's been stressing me out a little, you know, but now it's allowing me to see that it's in me. You know, I know it's not her. Like I ended up in that situation, but now I'm wondering, like, since I've been doing that, like last week, I could feel like a peace and now I'm starting more to. And I think the thing that really helped me is that during all that time, I never stopped doing the silent prayer. But just sometimes it was so hard because, like, the moment I had sex with her, like, it's like some emotions came back in me. And I started, like, feeling like, oh, maybe, you know, it's like I was doubting the truth to be with her, you know. And I didn't like it at all. And I was, like, double-minded a lot. And I would say one thing and do another. And, you know, it's like it's been going like this for like a couple of months now. But I know it's not right, and I really want to do it right because I see, like, you know, the way I grew up without my dad, and my sisters are in the same situation. My mother is, my brother too, and the family around me. And I see it's not working, you know, like not getting married, not doing it the right way, and having sex out of wedlock. I see it's not working, and I really don't want to end up in the same situation.
And what did she say when you told her you need to stop doing that?
She agreed. And she agreed, but she said that because in the beginning, before I had sex with her, she would always, like, ask me questions, and I was able to answer her. Like, she didn't know her father really well. And she told me, like, her mother told her that her father was no good, you know, the same story. And I told her that she should speak to her father and that her mother is probably lying to her and that her mother is not good, is evil. And she listened to me. She went to talk to her father, and she reconnected with him. She said, oh, and her father told her the real story about what happened. And she's like, man, he told me the real story, and it's nothing like my mom told me. Yeah. My mom lied to me, and I told her, like, yeah, that's why you should forgive your mom, you know? And she forgave her mom, she forgave her father, and she reconnected with her father. I feel like she's been more, like, at peace with that. And sometimes, like, Brendan, I'm shy. I don't want to be shy. And, I was able to guide her in the right way in the beginning, but the moment we had sex, it, like, yeah. I was different around there, and I didn't like it.
So what would happen, and if she's working on herself, as you said, and then you're working on yourself, what would happen if you stay dated her, but don't be at her house or she at your house so that you don't be tempted to give in to that?
Well, then we're in my car.
Oh, you do it, like, in the car too?
Well, if we're in, it's nighttime. If it's nighttime, like, we'll chill in the car, and she's going to start kissing me, and then, like, you know. But I told her last week, I told her, like, I haven't seen her since then, but I told her, like, hey, listen, like, we cannot do it this way. And she told me, like, yeah, but it's hard. Like, she told, because she asked me, like, how is it that easy for you to move, to stop and, like, move away? And I told her, because I want to put God first. Yeah. I want to put God first, the right thing, and I asked her, what is easier for you, to do the right thing or to be with me? And she said, it's easier to be with you, and I said, that's the problem. You should put God first, too.
Well, what happened if you were to just see her in the daytime in a public place?
I think it could work. I think it could work, but the thing is... she's also, like, you know, like, she's going to school with the visa thing, and she's, like, you know, she's going to start school in January, and she's going to go to school for, like, a year and a half, and
So do you want to let her go?
A part of me wants to, but, like,
is it
the first time
for you that you let her go?
Yes, I think so.
Then let her go.
Even though I want to be with her.
But you can't go, you shouldn't. You definitely shouldn't follow what the lower nature is telling you. You should go with the higher nature, which is of God, and just let her know, you know what, I have to let you go because I can't. I don't want to go back into the hell. And if she's working on herself, she'll understand that. And if she doesn't understand that, that's not your issue, that's hers.
Yeah, last week, I think she understood that when I told her, and I told her one more thing last week. I said, look, like, you got to go to school and everything, because the other option would be, like, to marry her, then she could get her papers and everything, but I don't want to get into that, really.
There's a raw reason to marry her.
Exactly. You know, I don't want to marry her for that reason.
Right.
But so I told her, like, look, you're not in the place to date right now. I'm not too. And I told her, I think we should, like, take time for yourself, concentrate on yourself. And I told her, like, I need to concentrate on myself too and get back to working on myself. So I don't think we're going to be.
You're clear like that. So why don't you just drop it and go on with your life, working on you? You seem to know the right thing to do for yourself.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it and don't follow what the thoughts are telling you? Don't give authority to the thoughts.
That's what I've been trying to do this past week. Sometimes, because I can see, like, I feel more peaceful now, I can be one with the Father again, and without, like, being double-minded about it. And
decision happened made for you then. You see the right thing to do. Why don't you just stay with that and move on with your life? Why are you double-minded if you see that now that you're not seeing this girl, you started to wake up again, come back to the light, and there's no more decision to make. It's being made for you.
Yeah, that's true.
So why don't you see what to do and sound like you are and just move forward. Don't let the darkness, the thoughts get involved and say, well, how about this, though, and what about that? Don't pay attention. Just do what's in front of you.
And just trust God, and what happens, happens.
Just do what's in front of you. And if you're just doing what in front of you to do, you're trusting God. And you're not doing it to see what happened. You're doing it because you see what's in front of you to do. And don't be double-minded. Don't do a what if, all right? And so you're very clear in that now that you're not with her, you're coming back to awareness. You're coming back to the presence of God. And right now, because you got involved in the wrong way with her, you have no control over that, so it's best to stay away. It's clear.
And next time because she might call me again, because I told her, like, take time for you, and I'll take time on my side, and if it's meant to happen, it'll happen. That's what I told her. But next time she call me, because she might call me, then I'll see what to do there.
Don't do an if. Have a wait and see. You'll see what to do.
Okay, I'll have a wait and see. I agree with that.
All right, I wish you well, Brandon.
Oh, and Jesse, by the way, I made myself a gift. My birthday is in October, and my gift I'm doing to myself is a ticket to California, Los Angeles, to be with you guys at the church.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I can't wait. It's a month. It's in a month. I'll be there on a Sunday. Well, I'll arrive Saturday. I'll be there on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. And if you guys need a hand for anything at the studio, really anything, even cleaning, you've been a big help to me, Jesse. I'll be glad to help. While I'm there, anything I can do to help you and your team, you have my time for the 4 days if you want.
I appreciate that, Brandon. Thank you. I look forward to meeting you. Right on. But just stay, practice staying present, all right?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Super chat.
Super chat.
No, it's happening. Okay.
I mean, until Nick says, Imported TV says, Frijolito, ice, coming for you. I missed that super chat yesterday. My bag.
Amazing.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Ice, baby. Quick break. The hate news is coming. Thank you all. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Some serious mess going on in the world, and some unserious mess. And our greatest president, Trump, is working to clean up both of those messes. Very nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, September 9th, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now. Yes, you. Call in right now. If you're a boomer or a Gen X, which is the same thing, or a millennial, which is practically a boomer, then you call like this. Or if you're a younger millennial or a zoomer or Gen Alpha or even Gen Beta, if you're old enough to call, you can call like this in 888-77-JESSE, live Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Figure it out if you're some other time zone. Very nice. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, it is hate news, not fake news. And JLP will be right back to your calls and more of your super chats, okay? But CNN, that's Commie Nonsense, in my opinion, says that a new study found that 44% of diabetics, whom they call people of age 15 or older, right? People age 15 or older living with diabetes, meaning diabetics, shout out, don't identify with it, but you're a diabetic, worldwide are undiagnosed, 44% undiagnosed if you're over 15 and you got it, meaning they don't know they have the disease. If you experience any of those diabetic type of symptoms, the experts recommend you promptly schedule a glucose screening. I bet they do, huh? All self-important. What a mess. But be careful with your health. Epstein files, the House Oversight Committee released a trove of records on Monday from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein, so they claim, including a supposedly lewd note bearing our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's name, from way back before he was president, obviously, if it even is real, if it even is him. If it's not doctored or messed with. The note found inside of Epstein's now famous birthday book, a reported collection of letters gifted to the late convicted sex offender for his 50th birthday. Don't know what age he was when he died. He looked like he might have been in his 60s by then. Don't know. It was compiled by Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell. And she wrote in the prologue that she wanted to gather stories and old photographs to jog your memory about places, people, and different events. Trump has repeatedly denied writing any letter and sued the Wall Street Journal, the rhino outlet, dirty, trashy outlet, Wall Street Journal. They went after PewDiePie and tried to imply that PewDiePie is kind of like pro-Nazi or something dumb like that. You know, the big YouTuber from like Sweden or somewhere? I forget where he's from. So Wall Street Journal... Please. They can be hit and miss. I call them a rhino outlet. This comes amid a push to force a vote on a contentious measure backed by demon rats, I call them, Democrats and some Republicans, rhinos, that would require Trump's administration to turn over any information related to Epstein. Phony drama. Phony mess. Apple event, speaking of mess, in the coming hours, if it hasn't started already, far-left extremist Apple, I call them far left, will hold their most important event of the year. No endorsement nor opposition implied, right? I disclaim. They're likely announced their new iPhone models, other potential new devices. Annual hardware event, Apple teased with the phrase awe-dropping. Whatever that means. Kicks off from, we need, what's that guy's name? Not Tim Cook. We need, what's his name? Steve Jobs. We want Steve. Bring him back from heaven. I'm kidding. I don't know where he is. Kicks off from the company's Cupertino, California headquarters. I guess that's up in the Bay Area, wherever that is. At 1 Eastern. That's 11 Pacific, something like that. That's 10 Pacific. Catch the Hake Report and the Anchor, baby. Don't catch this event. Anyway, they were hoping that a new slimmer iPhone Air, new Apple Watch models, enough to spur an uptick in sales because their sales kind of hurting a little bit, they say. I don't know. iPhone 17? I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you a follower or a leader? A follower or a leader? Which one are you? Know thyself, and which one are you? Know thyself. Most of you do not know themselves. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And all my life I've been with my friend. You, if you're running around, busy, doing what it is you're doing, you want to podcast the show, but you'd like to listen on your phone or as it is happening, you can. No matter what you're doing. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to finish those coffees we started, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday, because I love country western music, grew up on it, when America was America, when life in America was amazing. And it still is amazing for me, but I'm just saying, growing up in the country, it is Tuesday, and it is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe He'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so He could lean on me. Forgive. Righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. Jim from Alaska. That song is amazing. I can hear it all day long. And also Jim from Alaska, from Jesse Lee Peterson and the whole team. Thank you and Stephanie for the amazing shirts you sent. The shirt I have on right now is one of the shirts that Jim sent from Alaska. And Stephanie. And what does my shirt say, Hank?
I can't read that. I can't say that. I can't repeat it.
You can't repeat what?
Book.
What does the shirt say?
It says, buck around, Alaska, and find out.
Why you can't say buck around?
Because it sounds similar. It rhymes with something bad.
But that's not what it says. You listen to thoughts in your head.
I am indeed.
The shirt doesn't say that at all.
What do you mean, at all?
It says buck around. But Satan tells you to say another word that ain't even there.
Satan printed that shirt.
Jim made that song.
No, he didn't.
From Alaska.
Wrong.
I mean, I'm sorry, Pete from Alaska.
Yeah.
Not Jim, I'm saying Jim. Pete from Alaska.
Yeah.
But Jim sent us these shirts and Stephanie, and Jim sent us the fish stuff too, right?
Yeah, the smoked salmon from
my
birthday.
Oh, God. Mm. And then sausage is the thing.
Yep.
Amazing. But Pete made the song, that song, and Jim and Stephanie sent the shirts.
Nice.
And Jim, everybody have their shirt. They love them. Thank you. Really appreciate it for both of you. Yeah. Nice. Super chat.
Sweet.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Cornerstone yesterday says, I went hiking and fell off the flat earth. That's on Cash App.
I rest my case.
Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you, by the way.
Marilyn gave a super thanks.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. This fellowship was so deep. This was on Church, the Bond YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Delicious. Black hand okay sign emoji.
Yeah. Last Sunday, really. Last Sunday was so amazing that I've been reflecting on it ever since. Really. I can't get it out of my mind. It's in my mind. Really, it's so deep. And the men and women who were there, and you're working on yourself, you stay with it, really. You will discover the other world, and you will be given a clear mind. It ain't nothing like a clear mind, really. You are not your thoughts. You don't create thoughts. Thoughts are evil. And if you doubt me that thoughts are evil, look at the thoughts, what they do to you. It makes you think and feel. Just yourself. It makes you revengeful, lonely, afraid, shy, insecure, all kind of stuff. They're coming from evil spirits, thoughts. And then they make you try to hurt others. Why do you think thoughts are good when there's nothing good coming from them? You think they're your own. So, ladies, men and women, stay with it. You're right. Thank you. Last Sunday was. And you can, if you didn't catch it yet, you can podcast it at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com. Church, the Bond Church, the Bond Fellowship is a gift from God. It had nothing to do with me. I'm just sitting there running my mouth, and he's running my mouth for me, giving me the words to say, but it's coming from him. It's a gift. Appreciate the gift. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Pushover from Nevada, three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse and crew, I love all you guys do. How do I stop being a people pleaser?
By stop listening to the thought. Just be aware of the thought and don't do what they say. Don't believe them. And it'll disappear. It's just a thought that bring on a feeling to try to make yourself do something so you think people are going to like you. They don't like you. Really. You can people please until the cows come home and you still cry at night. Because human nature is evil. They don't like you. They'll use you until they use you up. Oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. So watch those thoughts. Stop giving authority to them, and they'll disappear, and you will stop doing that. I want to make it clear, Jim and Stephanie sent us these shirts. Amazing. We all have some. And Pete made the song in Alaska, both from Alaska, but two different stories.
Nice.
They all of you know, both of you. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you, Steph.
Anthony says, involuntary commitment now in cities for mentally ill, he says. And he also says, why 10 comments? Put the 1 over the 0. 10 comments or 10 commandments? Not sure what he means. Could be a typo. But thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
He also says, desert moon, silence cold. Western men ride alone.
Country Western Tuesday. Pedro, that's right.
Pedro, you still hiding in front of the Home Depot? Si, senor.
Senor, no. No, senor. Did you see, Nick, I know I showed it to the other guys. Did you see that no, senor sign that
lock your door.
Lock your door made for me.
I don't think I did.
We gotta put that on a t-shirt real fast. No, senor, senor, no. It's amazing design. But thank you.
Very nice. On Cash App, Sharia, S-H-E-R-R-I-A. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. It should be so easy. You're black. R-worded.
No, you white.
Yeah. Love you, JLP and crew. Very generous. Thank you, Sharia.
Thank you for your support, and we love you back.
Maria says Jesse is mispronouncing follower for the biblical question.
I know it. I can hear myself mispronouncing it. Follower. Follow. Follows.
Follower.
Follower.
Yeah, but now do it without the harsh er.
Oh, okay.
Follower.
Are you a follower?
Follow.
Is that Ava Maria?
Yeah, that's our Maria.
Oh, hey, Maria.
Hey.
Are you a follower?
Say follow.
I totally hear myself mispronouncing it when I do it. And I be trying to say it right. I am trying to say it right. Follower. How about that?
Follower.
Follower.
Pretty good.
Are you a follower?
Nice.
Or a leader?
Say it 3 more times, or 5.
Are you a follower?
No, you're saying it too
follower.
Fast. Yeah.
Are you a follower?
Nice. Just say the word follower.
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 Follower. Let me hear you say it, Anchor Baby.
Follower.
Is he saying it right?
Yes.
Follow. He think he white anyway. Follower.
Follow nice. Her.
Follow her. H. Are you a follower?
You messed it up. The trickster.
Thank you, Maria. You're absolutely right. And Maria had always been perfect with English.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. So you're right, and I was aware that I don't say it right, and I've been trying to correct it. I think I got a little hint now. Thank you. What a mess!
Kid Combo.
I'm glad God don't require you to speak well.
Yep. Kid Combo with a diamond gave you a love you never knew, girl. Who didn't I do it? Whoa, didn't I do it, baby? Didn't I? Sorry, I know that it's lyrics, but I didn't recognize the song right away. But it's Didn't I Do It, Baby, Didn't I?
I gave my heart and soul to you, girl. Now, didn't I do it, baby? Didn't I do it, baby? You said you really love me, baby. Didn't you say it, baby? Didn't you say it, baby? 10,000 warriors, I walked through that door. You remember the song now?
It sounds quite familiar, yes, indeed.
You know that song, Anchor Baby?
No.
What a beta.
Alpha.
Part of the issue is this guy doesn't use spaces. No spaces. He'll put a comma and a question mark, and he'll use emojis. And so
I recognize this on it.
Very nice. Thank you, Kid Combo.
Thank you, yeah.
No, he's actually Asian, I gather. I didn't know this, but he doxed himself as Asian at one point.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. What up, A, if you Mexican? What's good, if you black? Hello, Jesse, if you're white. Jesse, thanks for what you do. By the way, Earth is flat, like a black man's tire. Says truth for Jesus.
Oh, this flat earthy thing is interesting to me.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't think anyone really know. I mean, except the people who got up there, if it's flat or round.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting for conversations.
Well, I know that it's round.
You know it's round?
A spinning ball confirmed. Every time the sun sets, it confirms the spinning ball and the obvious fact that the horizon is obviously just dropping off. It's not some vanishing point of all eternal flatness or a big flatness.
I rest my case.
Look at that. Here's the sun, and as it turns, the sun goes down and the sun comes up.
I can prove that the earth is round.
Okay.
Because there's a, used to be a soap opera called As the World Go Round.
As the World Turns.
As the World Turns.
Yeah.
Boy, bye. And this is Sean gave me this to prove it.
Yeah, actually a flat earth friend of ours sent that to Sean.
Yeah.
And Sean flattened it on air when he guest hosted for you, by the way.
Is Sean a flat earther?
Yeah.
Oh.
He knows it's flat. So both of your most recent producers are plants. Flat earth plants.
He's there and saying the earth doesn't curve.
I see. He doesn't know.
He's blind. Answering the question, man. That's right. Okay, thank you, though.
Thank you, Truth for Jesus. Oh, I shouldn't have disputed his assertions. Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I wish that you could have the young white lady from the video who said the N-word who was cooking to talk about the Ukrainian girl who was murdered by the black thug on the train, because I appreciate individuals like yourself and to show love to the blacks.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for the suggestion.
He also bought a coffee. Jesse, imagine if the young Ukrainian girl were black and the thug was white. Imagine what Tony from California would be saying. I'll let you take it away, Jesse.
Jesse. What's wrong with my country? I want my country back. He'll be repeating what I say about want my country back. It would be a mess, Mike. That's for sure. Thank you. Amazing.
Kalonji bought a coffee. This is for the therapy goers. Lord have mercy. Would you rather do the silent prayer and see the hell in you, or would you rather go to a therapist and have them bring it out of you?
Amazing. That's a good point. Why not?
Or further entrench it in you.
Why not let it source the light? I'm pointing you to the light. I can't help you. A therapist cannot help you. And they ain't going to point you to the light. They'll point you to medication. But go to the light, and the light will destroy the darkness. It really will. It really will. I was just reflecting a couple of days ago after Sunday fellowship. I remember a time when I didn't know about the light. I heard about it, but I didn't know it. And I thought my thoughts were true. And I lived by them, and they only led to destruction every time, all my whole life. I didn't know. And you can know, too, when you realize that you never have been your thoughts, and they never were your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and they only lead everybody to a pathway of destruction because they're evil. And you can get to know that, men and women, if you stay with the light, stay present. Amazing. Thank you.
Kalonji with another coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Hake, the whites are under genocide. Watch out for Jesse. When you do super chats, make sure to keep one eye on Jesse.
That's right. The whites are under genocide. Okay. And y'all can doubt me if you want, but just look around. I have another story coming up of a white woman was attacked by a black man again. That's what they're doing over there in Europe and in Mummy Africa, in white countries. We have that coming up for you a little later. Go ahead. Thank you, though. Absolutely.
The Thought Watcher, BQ Answer.
What? I mean, are you, oh, Lord, he want me to make me say follower. Are you, close your ears, Marie. Are you a follower or a leader? I said it right that time, right?
You've said it better before. This was not ideal. BQ answer, I've been a leader all my life, and I've only led my life to hell. I want to follow and let go. The Thought
amazing.
Watcher.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Fendi, watch out. Jesse Camilla Harris is coming for your black and slow card. And he spelled it Camilla. That's why I pronounced it that way.
How would you have not pronounced it otherwise?
The proper way.
What's that?
Kamala.
Oh, Lord. That's her name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Shout out.
Thank you. Amazing.
America the Beautiful. Hey, Jesse, my husband doesn't want me to visit with my mother anymore. I have respected his decision and have stopped seeing her. However, I'd still like to see her once in a while.
Why?
I don't find it fair that he won't allow this. It seems that he is trying to isolate me from certain people. It seems a bit controlling. How can I overcome this? Any advice?
Well, I know that there are men and women, too, who try to control you like that. And so if he's doing that and he's angry about it, that's control. But he's doing it with love, then that's not control. And if you're working on yourself, you will be able to tell if he's coming from love. But don't hate him. Don't judge him. Don't be angry so you can see clearly. And you'll see what to do. Because there are, I counsel with men and women who their husband or wife is trying to control them. And they'll use the truth to try to control you. So be aware about not being angry, and you will see and do the right thing. I promise you that. But don't judge him whether he's right or wrong. Don't judge it. Don't be mad at him. All right? And you'll see what to do. I wish you well. Thank you.
Fendi, what's Maxine Waters' Cash App? I'm sick of that wig.
The Wicked Witch of the West with the low IQ, Maxine Waters. Amazing.
Tweak says, for the love of God, Jason Lee Peterson, stop singing. That's over on pill.net.
Too late. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on Rumble, J1D2, we know and provable to be flat.
The Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Thank you.
I gather, based on the context.
Amazing.
And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Let me go to Aaron out of Virginia. Aaron, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All this well, Aaron.
Good. I'm going to just keep my question kind of brief. I just want to know how to basically deal with my parents, you know, because I'm kind of in a position where it's like I'm still, you know, living with my parents right now, and I've been tasked with just overcoming, you know, the stuff that's within me, overcoming the thoughts and all that.
Right.
And I just want to know when the right time is to speak up to them, you know, because I see as I'm doing it from time to time, it's like, I'm just looking to react. Like, you know, I don't want to judge from them, and it's coming from a place of love, but they kind of shun me when I do speak up, almost like they think that I'm trying to be better or something like that. And it just, I don't really understand it, but I know that, you know, it's just the spirit that's operating with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, my parents, they are, like you say, I think they're Bible thumpers, you know, because I brought up a conversation thinking that, going off of what you said, that, you know, finding God, we can find God within us.
Yes.
And I'm really starting to realize that. And it's like, when I brought up that, hey, you can read the Bible, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but you'll first find God within, and the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. You know, and it was like, they was almost trying to debate with me on that, like, oh no, you know, going to scripture. It's just like, I was just amazed with seeing that, you know, and how they reacted to it. It was like, I didn't want to come from a place of like, I was just trying to be right and all that stuff. So, you know, I just want to know the right time to speak up and all that.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
And you want to know the right time to speak up is anytime you're not angry.
Hmm.
And so,
okay.
And when you speak up, don't expect them to agree with you or not to agree with you. That's on them. And if they get mad, that's on them. It has nothing to do with you. It's inside of them. If they agree, it has nothing to do with you. It's inside of them. And so don't base your reaction to life based on how they act or not act. Just and then this. What kind of noise are you making in the background?
I had a no speaker.
Okay. What?
It was on a speaker.
What?
I had to take. I couldn't really hear you. I'm sorry. I have bad signal. I might need to move up. All right. Go ahead.
Never, ever, ever be on the speaker. But you don't be mad at them. Because how they react and what they say and do is on them. And so if they, let's say that you tell them the truth, but they don't want to hear, right? Mm-hmm. Then you just drop it. Don't force it on them or anything. They don't want to hear it. And you never should force the truth on anyone.
Right. And yeah, honestly, I do see that. And I'm just trying to figure out to discern the right time to do it. You know, because it's like, I don't want to be brought down into, you know, listening to the thoughts and like, they try to bring me down to, like I said, they're just undermining me and my spiritual growth.
Yeah.
And saying like, oh, you know, I've been saved for 30 years. You like to say that and all that stuff. And it's just like, I'm just really trying to learn and grow. You know,
well, you're doing fine. Just don't let them make you doubt yourself by you listening to thoughts. That's it. The thoughts tell you, oh, They don't like you now, or they think this or that about you. Let those thoughts pass. Don't give authority to thoughts at all. And if the conversation come up and you need to speak up, speak up. If you don't. Just take it one step at a time and don't worry about it.
All right. Got you.
And if they disagree with you about God and the Bible, don't take that personal. They're asleep, and they don't know that they're asleep. They can't help it.
Yeah, and you know, and I was like that, too, for a little bit, you know, and I always felt like God was kind of, he put me away from the Bible, took me away from it just to see the stuff that was within me.
Yes.
And all the hell that I was dealing with. And, you know, as I'm still overcoming, and I'm trying to drop the anger. I still have anger in some ways, but you know, as I'm overcoming, I'm just seeing it to discern, not judge. You know?
And that's all you need to do, Aaron, is to just see it, but don't call it you. Don't react to it at all, because anger needs you to react, and it wants you to react so it can stay inside of you, make a home in you. But don't react. You stay still. Don't call it you, and it will be taken away from you.
Mm.
It really will.
Yeah.
So, but don't you run from it. Don't deny it. Don't react. Just see it.
Right. Yeah, and this will help me out, because I think that I've been tasked with, you know, first helping my parents as I'm overcoming, you know, because it's like I'm trying to find the means to, you know, once I save up enough to move out of my home. But it's really been a challenge just being here right now. And, you know, I think that God has placed me in this position so I can figure out how to overcome it, the position that I'm in.
Yeah, just don't resent them. Be grateful you have a place to stay right now. And don't resent them. Don't argue with them about anything, and especially the truth. Don't argue about that. Don't argue with anyone about anything, because you're arguing with the devil. And don't argue with the devil inside of your mind or inside of other human beings. They need you to argue with them. They need you to react so that they can feel good about being wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right, I got you.
You're doing fine. Just relax. Stay with the prayer. Watch those thoughts. And don't give authority to the thoughts by going with it.
Okay. Yeah, I'll make sure to do that.
All right. I wish you well, man.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Quick break. Back in a moment.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth,
and through him I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. 888-77-5373. The Hake Report is coming up at 9. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com, from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. He is on fire. And let me go to the first time caller, Michael, out of Colorado. Michael, you are on the air.
How are you, Jesse?
All is well, Michael.
Well, here's my question.
Okay.
The first one is, well, here's a comment about the flat Earth before I get into my question.
All right.
I used to think the shape of the Earth was 36, 24, 36. And I figured out that that ain't true.
So you thought it was round or flat before?
No, I thought it was round, but I'm saying 36, 24, 36 in the shape of a woman.
You thought the Earth was like that?
I'm saying that as a metaphor.
Oh.
Because I was driven by the lust of the flesh.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. I was driven by the lust of the flesh, and I still have a little bit in there. But the reason that I'm really calling is because it's my wife's birthday. She's been around the sun 74 times, Jesse. And she still is trying to figure out why the man should be the head of the household.
Amazing. And what do you tell her when she asks?
I say, I tell her that the way it looks, if you look at the animal kingdom, the lion just don't sit there.
But everything, it's also is ordered by God that the man is the head of the wife.
Yes, but I want you to explain on her birthday, really out of your conviction, why that's true, because she's sitting here drinking a coffee looking at me.
Oh, is she a Christian?
She was a Christian.
But if you're a Christian, she should already know that the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the husband.
Well, this goes back, Jesse, and this is where you could probably help, because when she was first married, they had a son, and the mother helped take the son away from her through the husband. And it hurt her really bad. She fought for the son. She tried to, and all that, but they took the son away from the
husband.
The husband,
mother did that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because Lynn, her name's Lynn, my wife, and she had a problem with the husband. They were in the church. As a matter of fact, Lynn founded the church.
Why are you speaking for her? She might not want to overcome her hell. Why don't you just work on you and leave your wife in her misery?
Well, I don't.
Why are you even concerned about her?
I've left her in her misery many times, and she's left me in mine.
But why are you even concerned about her misery now?
I'm not so concerned about her misery. She's not miserable at the moment, but
she's
probably
miserable if she doesn't. If she and you, how long you guys been married?
23 years.
She's miserable if she's married and she doesn't know that the husband is the head of the wife.
And when you say obey, talk about the word obey, because I thought it was amazing. Yesterday, I watched you talk to that therapist lady that was a dating coach.
Oh, yeah. On the fallen state.
On the fallen state. And when you were talking about obedience and obey, that woman, her head started, it was almost like she was going to go exorcist on you and turn her head around three times.
It's funny, too, Michael, is when women hear, do you obey your husband, automatically they think of a negative obey or negative thing. But when God said to obey your husband, it only means that when you love and obey the truth, and you will become a woman of God, the daughter of God, you're going to naturally obey your husband without any effort or thought or anything about it. But they hear that word obey, and they go right into the darkness of their mind, and they think of it in a negative way. And when I'm asking that question, I'm not thinking of it in a negative way. Why are you married to a woman that you have children with this woman?
No.
Why are you married to a woman that won't obey you?
Well, no, we don't have a problem about obedience until the word comes up.
But why would we have a problem with it then?
Well, because there's rebellion, and you know that, Dusty. She even admits she's rebellious.
And why don't you guys have children?
We don't have children because we got married after the fact that, you know, she probably couldn't have children. She's 74 years old.
Oh, when you marry her, she was 74 already?
No, she was... She was 52.
Oh, well, Sarah was 99 and Abraham was 100, so that's no excuse.
I know, but I'm still working on obedience with this woman. No, but she's an amazing. No, I'm going to say this, that she's willing. She's willing, and that's why I'm staying married to her.
She's willing to
hear the truth. She's been listening to you every day because I got you on the phone.
Is she working on herself?
Yeah.
She forgave her mother?
Len, are you working on forgiving? Oh, that was a big one because that mother, ooh, exactly what you've told us. Exactly, all the way down. And I'm going to tell all the listeners, whoever's listening, Jesse is absolutely right about the pattern of a woman, of a mother. I had it happen to me and Jesse a year ago. I told the guy before I made the call yesterday, I couldn't get to you because it was the end of the show. But I told him, I said, the reason that I'm calling is because Jesse was the first one to tell me it makes sense a year ago because I caught you on my feed. I knew about you. Jesse, were you the one that was the sheriff?
No, that was, what's that chef's name from Detroit? David Clark.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. All right. But I was listening to you. I just had him mixed up with you.
Right.
But no, I was listening to you, and you said right away, you were talking about your story about your own mother.
Yeah.
And when we heard that story about your own mother, that she turned your father away from you and caused all that jealousy and everything.
Yeah.
That's exactly 100% what happened to me and what happened to my Lynn.
Yeah.
Because the mothers do that. I mean, we both, I said, Lynn, did your mother, because she can't argue, because I said, you tell me over and over that your mother did this, did that. And I said, so how can you argue with the fact that there's some kind of craziness going on?
All mothers do that, Michael.
Huh?
All mothers turn children away from their fathers.
Yes.
There's not one on the earth that does not have not done that. And that's why salvation is about a return to the Father, returning to God, right? By coming out, dropping that anger, forgiving them, they couldn't help themselves, and God forgiving you, and you return to the Father.
Yes. And
so did she forgive her mother?
Lynn, did you forgive your mother?
I tried.
And so you didn't forgive her after she told you that.
Didn't know.
So Lynn says that she, did you hear that? Lynn said that she went to her mother and told her all the things she had done to her, but you didn't forgive her. You were just telling her what she did to you. And she told you she was a woman of conviction and she doesn't change her mind. Is that right?
Does she want to come to the phone because of time?
Yeah, let me get her on the phone. Yeah, there she is.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, your name is Lynn, right?
Yeah, I'm Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, did you go and forgive your mother?
Well, I went to find out, where she stood, and I was able to, tell her how harmful she was to me the whole time, and how she was so jealous of my relationship with my father, who treated her terribly, and ended up leaving her and all that. So I don't know what to do with that. I mean,
well, you're supposed to go and forgive her for what she's done, because her mother did it to her, and she couldn't help it, and she could not see. She's asleep. You just, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. And don't ask for forgiveness. You forgive her, and God will forgive you.
Yeah. Well, I try to talk to her. She's been dead for about 10, 12 years now. so I do try to talk to her and I can feel her. I was with her. I was the only one with her when she died, and I did, at that point, told her to go have the best DMT trip she could possibly have and leave. So that is what I, that's the last thing, and she didn't really want me there. She wanted my sister there, which is the younger sister.
But why did you stay and she didn't want you there?
Because I wanted to tell her one last thing, that she was free to leave.
Oh. Well, though she's dead, just realize she cannot help herself. She could not help herself. The anger that she had, unforgiving heart, put her into a sleep, and she could not see what she was doing.
Yeah, that's true. I can feel that, definitely.
Yeah.
Because she was just so angry and so, like, I'm a mercenary wife and, this person is this and this and this. And I, of course, I didn't see any of that. And my father and I look exactly alike.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you that mother hate children who love their fathers anyway, sons and daughter. But if you look like the father, it's over for you, because she's going to give you the same hell that she would give your father.
That's right. That's exactly right, Jesse. Oh, my gosh. That's way fundamentally what I've always known.
Yeah. My heart goes out to children, boys and girls, who look like their fathers, because they suffer the hell that the father would receive.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. But forgive her, Lynn. She couldn't help her. Her mother did that to her. her father didn't protect her, and she just hate all men. She can't help it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So you don't believe that the woman is the, that the man is the head of his wife?
Well, that was always such a control in the church that I started three churches. And every one of them, the men, the elders, would always try to control the women and not let them do anything at all. And they controlled, like, what I wore, because I was a teacher. I was a Bible study fellowship teacher for 5 years. And finally, at the end, they said, you know, you're not complying. You're not obeying the elders. You're not obeying your husband. You're a heretic. And then they excommunicated me from churches I started, excommunicated me. So I became a heretic. See, I took all of that rebellion against my mother, and I can see it now. And then I put it all through my experience with Christianity, with my work environment, with everything. So, I have some big work to do.
So, well, forgive those guys, too. They read the Bible, and they heard that the man is the head of the wife or the woman, and they didn't know how to do it in the right way. Forgive them.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I still think of those elders and what they did to me. Oh.
Well, forgive them. They know not what they were doing. And God will forgive you. You don't want to die with anger, Lynn. Drop the anger.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Because anyone that has anger is living in hell right here on earth. And if you die with that anger spirit, you're going to stay in hell. There's no way out. But if you die with love, then you'll die and you'll still be in paradise. Because you will die with love and not hate, not anger.
Well, okay, so now it's 74 years of anger.
Yeah, but you said it for today, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But God is not into time. He is not into age at all. And all you got to do right now is realize, yes, those things happen, but I'm wrong for being angry at those people. They could not see. You know how Christ said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Yes.
Those men and your mother and the situations you've had in life, the people really couldn't help what they were doing. They didn't know, as you couldn't see what you were doing.
Right. I was just trying to survive.
Right. You thought you were right, but you were dying by being angry.
By dying. Oh, my goodness.
And Jesse, I have been trying to survive this for 22 years, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to talking to this woman because I think she's listening, and I really do, in the depth of my heart, love this woman. But hey, I've left women before, and she's left men before.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it ain't that hard, but I got a lot of investment in this shit.
How old are you, Michael?
I'm 65.
You 65 and Lynn is 74?
Yeah.
You married your mama.
I know that. I know that. You don't have to tell me. And, you know, Jesse, the beautiful thing about... The beautiful thing about this, Jesse, is you're the only one that I've ever heard, besides Jiddu Krishnamurti, that I used to listen to. He taught the absolute. He wouldn't deal with the relative. He wouldn't deal with the relative. And he neither do you. Neither do you. And I appreciate that and the strength that you have to carry that out. Because when I've done that, and I've done that through my whole life with her, too, is just to say, no, you know, I'm tired of being a beast of burden for the devil riding on my back,
yeah,
bridling in the fucking mouth, leading me left and right. And I said, I'm not going to be your beast of burden either, Lynn. And Lynn said, well, I've been your beast of burden. And so, you know, so there's a forgiveness here that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I've forgiven my mother when I heard that, when you told us that. And it's the most beautiful thing because everybody realized when Jesse's saying nothing, it's better to feel nothing. He's really saying the absence of evil is absolute bliss.
Yeah.
It's just absolute bliss because I experienced it yesterday for a whole day.
Right on.
A whole day. And I have not had that experience of bliss a whole day since I was 33.
Well, if you stay away from that anger, you got to have it every day, all the time, 24 hours a day.
And it's nothing you have to conjure up. That's the beauty. You don't
right.
have to try to feel happy.
Yep.
When you try to feel happy, that's the devil going really underneath, going, you know, I'm condemning you because you're bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I am so grateful. And this is going to be and I'm grateful that you took my call. Thank you so much, sir.
You stay with it, Michael, and tell Lynn to stay with it. And to stay with it no matter what happened. You stay with it, and you will see that God is with you, and he loves you, and the truth will never depart from you. It won't leave you once you invite it in. You'll be fine.
And when we hang up, can you tell us, when I hang up, can you tell us why we should forgive God?
Forgive God?
Yeah.
Well, God never done anything to you, but loved you.
I know. But we thought he did.
Right. Well, just realize the thought about God doing something to you was a lie from hell. So just drop the thought and don't think about it anymore. You're fine.
Okay, beautiful.
Because God is not holding that against you. He knows. God knows that it wasn't you. It never has been you. You just thought it was you thinking that. So he's not holding that against you.
And Jesse, I'm going to tell you this. You as the great Black Hope needs to meet the great White Hope and tell him a little bit of things because this man is going through a lot.
Yeah, he sure is. Amazing. Well,
okay.
I hope to meet him one day. Michael, good talking to you. Call me again, all right?
All right, brother.
All right, buddy. Stay with it.
Thank you.
All right. 888-775-3773. Amazing. Let me go to... I think I hear the music. I hear music. Let me take a break when I come back to your calls and super chats. The hate news is coming now. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, Black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
C
some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of Country and Western Tuesday, September 9th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during fake news, not fake news, and JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We will read more of your super chats. We do see them coming in. Super chat on YouTube, on Rumble, on DLive, on Pilled.net, on Odyssey, if you like. Some people occasionally do that on Odyssey. On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Cash App, Bond at JLP on Cash App. And jesseleepeterson.com/show for the different ways. Very nice. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com, and then American Anchor Baby. The Hake Report live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 Pacific. Anchor Baby, 11 to 1 Pacific time, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday right after the Fallen State, roughly like noon till whenever. Nice. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports Nepal's prime minister has resigned after more than a dozen people were killed, and hundreds more were injured during youth-led protests. Youth meaning communist, I'm guessing. Normally, youth protests are just dumb and communist. Sparked by a government ban on social media platforms. Wow, maybe they weren't communists. Maybe they were. Widespread corruption and poor economic opportunities, sounds communist, in the country. Last week, the government moved to block major social media platforms, including Facebook, WhatsApp, and YouTube, claiming the ban was needed to clamp down on fake news and so-called hate speech. What a mess. Sounds like the government's communist, too. Claiming the ban was needed to clamp down on that stuff. Security forces deployed live ammunition, meaning deadly rounds, and water cannons, and tear gas, so-called, during protests or riots, perhaps, in several cities, or at least a few. International organizations swiftly condemned the lethal crackdown by police and called for an independent investigation. What a mess. So, Nepal, what a mess. French government is in collapse, supposedly. French lawmakers voted to oust Prime Minister François Bayrou on Monday, leaving the country without a government at a time of increasing economic strain and geopolitical tensions. So Emmanuel Macron is the president, not to be confused with this Prime Minister François Bayrou. Pardon my butchering of his name. A total of 364 MPs, members of parliament, not military police, okay? Members of parliament, MPs, voted against Bayrou, and 194 voted for him after he called the vote in a bid to push through an unpopular 44 billion euros, $51 billion, savings plan that included scrapping two public holidays and freezing government spending. The 364 votes against Bayrou, François, were well above the 280 vote threshold needed to topple the government. Bayrou will now be forced to step down. After just 9 months in office, French President Emmanuel Macron will now name a new prime minister in the coming days, according to Elysee Place, however you pronounce these words, I don't know. And in Gaza, Israel has ordered a complete evacuation of Gaza City. Get out of there, Palestinians. Any Palestinians listen to the JLP show or the Hake Report or American Anchor, baby? Or Punchy TV tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific. Supposed to be live. Home to around a million so-called Palestinians ahead of their planned military takeover, Israel's. To all the residents of Gaza City and all its neighborhoods, from the old city to Tufa, T-U-F-F-A-H, in the east and the sea in the west, from the river to the sea. the IDF is determined to defeat Hamas, and will operate in the Gaza City area with great force, just as it did throughout the Strip. So said their Arabic spokesman, Israel's militaries, earlier today. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three. Hour three.
to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson, third hour of the show already. I got to tape 3 hours of the Fallen State today. What the? Right after the show. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, I'm afraid to say it now. Marie, forgive me, I'm trying. And Hake, are you a follower or a leader? Are you a follower or a leader? Did I say it right then? Follower.
Close enough.
Follower. Even Derek said he noticed I was saying it wrong, but he said, well, fine, we got me. And Derek Black. Now, you know, when another black person hears you saying it wrong, you mess it up. But thank you. I appreciate the correction. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you can't watch the show, every time I mention the show, I think of our friend Justice. I don't, you know, Justice. Hey, Justice. How are you? If you're busy and you got to run around, you got to run around, you can listen to the show on your iPhone, iPad. You can podcast. But you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPTalk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. And I want to give another shout out first to Jim and Stephanie for the amazing shirt you guys sent us. Thank you. And I'm wearing one of them today. What does it say, Hake?
Don't ask me.
Hake, mine got him thinking of another word other than the word that's on the shirt.
It has a moose, I believe. Is that a moose or an elk? Or a reindeer? Or what?
Can I see it?
Yeah. Yeah. Lean the other way. You're pointing exactly the wrong direction. Oh, actually, I see. Shift over somewhere just temporarily. There you go.
And it says,
and it's a cowboy riding the moose or whatever that thing is.
Right.
It says, buck around and find out. Alaska.
Even though you said buck, you hear another word in your mind.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you anyway, Jim and Stephanie for these shirts. They sent them all of us shirts.
I like the color.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It has a nice brown and tan and off-white
and
cream colors.
And they're nice on black.
Indeed.
Amazing. But it's Tuesday, Country Western Tuesday. Bring back Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. So I've been telling you, before I go back to the phones here in a minute, I've been telling you that there's a genocide upon white people in America today, and it's being overlooked. I suggest y'all call your representative, somebody, to say, hey, you got to stop this now. Bring back the police. Bring back bail bonds. Don't let these people out of prison. You got to do it now before this thing gets too far out of hand. And we showed you this yesterday, and I'm telling you, you don't understand how wicked anger is, really. There's no love. Anyone that has anger, a little bit of anger, a little tiny bit of anger, is evil. Anger is a spirit. They are spirits of evil, and they are very emotional. And an emotional person is an insane person, a nutcase, and they don't tell them what they would do to you. And black people have been taught for 7 years now, give or take, to hate white people, to take all their issues out on white people, even though white people have nothing to do with it. But that's what anger does. It deceives you. And so because black people have been taught, and not all blacks are doing this, right? But most. Not all, but most. They and then they, on top of that, they're given medication for the anger by calling it something else, depression, whatever. What are all these names they get it? People now? ADD.
Bipolar disorder.
Yeah, bipolar, HDD.
Asperger's. Borderline personality disorder.
They'll call the evil spirits something other than dressed up name, and they give you pills for it or tell you to smoke pot or do something, and then you go out and do something crazy because you're really losing it. And black people have been told that they hate white people, that white people are their problem. And when they're high and dumbed down with anger, they see a white person, that's all they're going to see. Last night, I saw a commercial for antidepressant for when your regular antidepressant isn't working. Schizophrenia. That was Nick telling me. What a mess. You can't solve spiritual issues with anything. Nobody or anything. And every angry person, mind is wicked. Your mind is evil. And they call it schizophrenic. That's just being you're an evil person. But they dress it up so they can make money off of it. They coming up with all kind of, like, racism is a made-up word so that they can make money and perceive power off it. That word doesn't even exist, like all these other words that are being made up. Why don't you try love and see what happens? Try loving your God with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else, just to see what happens. You're going to get something better than what you have now. And white people, you are going through a genocide and don't even know it. Your eyes are not open, so you can't see. And somebody asked me yesterday, I don't know if they asked me this on the show, what's wrong with the white people that they don't speak up? They have fear. They have anger. They hate their mothers too, but they hate the blacks for blaming them for all their problems for so many years. And they can't speak up. And they're afraid of words. The evil people use words to control you. Words don't set you free. We have to overcome words, and you will. you will speak and live life without words. Now, you got to have words to communicate, but you will have a different relationship with the words when you speak them consciously, when you're aware of what you're saying. But it's evil, folks. And God said, trust nobody, especially an angry person, a person with anger. And white people, you are under genocide. And white women, you ain't seen nothing yet, because you're the, even the weaker vessel. My heart goes out to you, because your man can't protect you. He's afraid. He doesn't want to be called racist. A white woman was attacked by a black man. We played in the first hour, white women attacked by a black man or a white woman. Here's another story from ABC 7 Chicago. A Lake Villa, Illinois woman was punched and knocked out in the loop. Record shows suspect William Levinston was previously accused of hitting others. Watch this from ABC 7 Chicago.
Kathleen Miles only works downtown one day a week. Today, she's still suffering the consequences of that random attack. But it is what she found out about the person who prosecutors say did it that has led her to speak out.
He hit me with such force.
Sitting at home in Lake Villa today, Kathy Miles admits the last thing she remembers before her attack on August the 19th is walking past Block 37 in the Loop, on the way to the Union Station.
I woke up and my coworker was standing above me saying, "You're okay, we're in the hospital, you've been assaulted."
She then passed out again.
The next thing I remember is my daughter, Deanna, saying, "Hi, Mama, I'm here, you're okay."
And while she doesn't remember what happened, a colleague who was walking with her at the time told her this.
She had said this man came in between the two of us, shoved us apart, and then hit me in the face.
That punch left Miles with several broken bones in her face, as well as a concussion. According to police, she was assaulted by 32-year-old William Livingston. A record search produced 13 mugshots of Livingston going back to 2012. A large number of those arrests for aggravated assault and battery of both women and police officers.
It's happening every day now. It's the same identical thing that's happening in Europe to white women. Remember the attack in Ohio? They attacked the white man there and then knocked the white woman out, according to reports. You're under genocide right now. And if you don't get the law or somebody to stop it, it's got to get worse. You can pretend you don't see it if you want. Evil don't play. And human beings are evil. And the blacks have been told for 70 years, also, give or take, that the white man is your problem. According to the records, Livingston has a lengthy history of random acts of violence against women. Why is this?
Something Miles found out after the fact.
Like, what is enough? You know, what does someone have to do where he's going to be, they're going to be held accountable?
According to online records, Livingston's history of random acts of violence against women goes back 8 years. In 2017, he was accused of randomly attacking two women months apart. Both cases were dropped. In 2022, Livingston was sentenced to 5 years in prison after prosecutors said he punched and attempted to rob four women within 20 minutes in the Loop. And yet, just 14 months later, in 2023, while on parole, Livingston was arrested for hitting a woman in the face on North Michigan Avenue. And in 2024, he was sentenced to 100 days in prison after punching a 15-year-old girl, also on North Michigan Avenue.
I'm not going to let someone speak for me. I need to speak for myself. I need to say something. If I say nothing and something, he does this to another person, I'm going to feel bad.
Livingston's next court date is set for September the 15th at the Skokie Courthouse. Kathy tells us she will be there.
Amazing, huh? As long as you have the female judges, this is black ones, and male black ones too, and these Nobel bar, and then they're afraid to say black for fear of being called racist, it's gonna get worse. It can't get better because everyone is afraid of evil. When you're afraid of evil inside of you, you're afraid of evil inside of others. You must be born again. You got to drop the anger by forgiving. I bet you follow Livingston home somewhere. Fire his mother. You see where his anger started. Amazing, huh? One other quick story about a white woman being stabbed by a black man in Alabama. Imagine that. Sweet home Alabama. This don't happen in Alabama. This is happening every day. I'm telling you, this is evil. This is not good. And y'all can be afraid if you want of name calling. Name calling, just a name calling thing. And it control you if you let it. And that's why they come up now with the worst names they can call you in order to get a reaction, because they need a reaction from you. Human beings don't have love. A white female professor was stabbed by a black male in Alabama. Who would have thought? Sweet home. This doesn't happen in Alabama. WBRC. Harold Rashad Dabney the Third. That's a lot of names. Harold Richard Dabney the Third faced capital murder charges after the body of Dr. Julie Grad, G-A-R-D, Gar Chanelli, was found in a park in Auburn, Alabama. This is insane. And it got to get worse. Watch this from CBS News.
Alabama police arrested Harold Rashad Dabney III over the weekend. Police say that they got a call on Saturday of a deceased person in a wooded section of park near the college campus. Authorities believe Dr. Julie Garshunali was attacked, possibly with a knife.
Prosecutors are actually now seeking the death penalty in this case. The suspect accused in this homicide is 28-year-old Harold Rashad Dabney of Montgomery, Alabama. He's not been granted bond for those two capital murder charges that he's facing. Police say that Dabney ambushed the retired Auburn University professor, 59-year-old Julie Garshunali, and while she was walking her dog at a dog park. Now, police say Dabney dragged her into nearby woods at the park and stabbed her several times with a bladed object. Investigators say he then stole her red pickup truck, an F-150, to flee the scene. And the truck was found later abandoned just a few miles away from there. And that's actually how he was apprehended. Police got a call about a suspicious person in that area nearby where he dumped the truck, allegedly. Now, it's unclear at this time if those two people knew each other, if Dabney knew Schnuelli.
How many of these stories do you need to hear about before you say no more? Before you insist that they bring back police and bring back Bell's Bond and forget about the color of the person and treat everybody the same. How much do you need? What do you need to see? And it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because you've already said anger is fine. Everybody have a little anger. Anger is, you need anger to act. You've been lied to about that. And you're not telling these folks you got to drop your anger. You got to forgive your mothers. They got to forgive their mothers and so on and so on. Excuse me. And your fathers. for not protecting you from mama. Instead, you're blaming your issues on somebody else. And black people have been told for 70 years now that you're not the problem. It's racism. It's that old bad white man, a white woman. And then hyped up with this medication and stuff, and then delusional in the mind because of anger. What do you think going to happen? And they know white people are not going to do anything, and they know that the media is going to cover it up when blacks are doing it to whites. But if white people did it to blacks, it would be a different story. Don't go out and do that, white people. That's what they want you to do. There's a right way to fight. And this is not it. But it's a genocide. You change the heart of the man or the woman, you can change the world. And then if you change your heart from evil to good, your world will change automatically within you. You got to overcome the world when you overcome thoughts and emotions. And nobody as an adult, you're responsible. And black people, white people are not your enemy. Satan is your enemy in your imagination. And you got to forgive your mothers. Black mama ain't queen. And if she is queen, she's queen of Satan. You got to forgive them. They couldn't help it. You become like what you hate. And you can kill all the white people in the world, or you're still going to be miserable. You must forgive. All people do. And life, salvation, is about a return to the Father. And trying to hurt other people is not going to help you at all. It's just a false, temporary thrill. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Joe out of Arizona. Joe, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Joe.
Right on. Hey, Jesse, I was calling to let you know that I didn't realize how evil and crazy my mother was until you pointed it out. And I forgave her about 5 months ago, and she hasn't reached back out since then.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. But then I was reading your book, Jesse, and you said that you weren't able to forgive your stepfather. And that's at the point I'm at right now, because he's avoiding me. Like, I reached out for his birthday, and he didn't respond.
But I forgave my stepfather because the only thing I resented him for were two things. Number one is I remember once when I lived with them for a while down in Alabama, me and my older sister had a fight. We were kids and we were fighting. And my stepfather punished me, but not her. And in my mind, I said, he just did that because he knows he's not my daddy. And then I was angry at him about that, but I forgave him about that. And I forgave my mother, and that's when I became free. Why don't you forgive your stepfather or your father?
My stepfather. I realized that he introduced me to, like, everything I know bad in life, like gangs and drugs and all that stuff. And honestly, I realized that he was a bully my entire childhood until I started doing drugs with him. And that's when he became my best friend.
Yeah. And why don't you forgive him? He's asleep.
I want to.
As you were asleep. Why don't you forgive him?
I want to, Jesse. I wanted to call him and forgive him or something like that.
You want to call him and forgive him?
He won't answer.
Oh, well, leave a message. You can't make him talk to you, right? Leave a voicemail and be done with it.
Awesome, awesome. That sounds great.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
No, sir. I'm doing it, but I'm not doing it every morning, every night.
How will you receive the gift, the prize of God, if you don't stay present with him? How will you overcome?
I don't know. I feel baffled right now. Like, I was on a good path, and everything was going smooth, and then this happened, and I feel a little thrown off.
Well, just come back to prison. Don't worry about it. Don't get into your head about it. Don't be... And I'm sorry, what happened?
Well, I mean, he was a bully my entire life until I started doing drugs with him.
Oh, I see.
Then he became my best friend.
Yeah, but forgive him. You can leave a message. Hey, stepfather, I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now you can't help yourself and blah, blah, blah. And just do the silent prayer. And I'm telling you, Joe, as a witness, not a hearsay, not a learned this from someone else, if you stay present instead of lost in your head, thinking about the past or the future, I promise you, you will receive the prize of a clear mind and a free spirit.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Jesse.
But for stay present, let's say you, God forbid, and I'm, for conversation purposes only, you miss a night or a day from doing it. Don't judge it. Just realize I gotta do the prayer and just be aware to come back to present. You'll be fine.
Okay, that sounds great, Jesse.
But stay with it. Stay with it. Don't let anyone or anything stop you, because the devil gonna come after you in your mind. And in other people, you use other people to go after you too. But don't overreact. Just realize it's not you, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
I wish you well, Joe.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. Hey, Jesse, on the biblical question?
Yes. Are you a follower or a leader?
I just want to say that I follow the JLP show. I follow the Fallen State. I follow Bond. I follow Hake, and I follow Anchor, baby, so I guess I'm a follower.
Amazing. Thank you, man. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Thank you for everything, Jesse. Love you, man.
Love you, too. Stay with it.
Later.
All right. 888-775-3773. Troy from Minnesota.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Troy, you're on the air.
Hey, all right. Two quick things. Yeah. I put a repeal of the 19th Amendment sticker on my car, and I just want to say Matthew 12:50, those who do the will of my Father are my brother, my sister, and my mother.
Right on. Absolutely. And he's not talking about the Bible thumpers. He's talking about those who truly overcome evil with good. Absolutely.
Yes. So my question, Jesse, is, for children, do you think it's good to send them to the military? Because, like I said, I was in the military, and I see there's a benefit for doing it for the males, but I do see, like, the females get kind of messed up from it. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
But there are no children in the military, right?
Well, I meant when they turn 18.
Oh, women should not be allowed to go to the military, only men.
Yeah, because I see the women kind of get jaded, and they come out kind of rough, but the men seem to get discipline and structure from it.
Right. Women were not built to fight like that. It was for men to do it at the right time and in the right way, but it's for men, and women should not be allowed to be cops and in the military running CEOs and all that kind of mess. They were not built for that. Absolutely.
But I also do see, like, the military does need, like, the medical, and women seem to do well in there. Do you think it should be civilians doing that, or?
Well, if it's out on the battlefield, it should be a man doing it. But if it's, like, over in the hospital or something like that, it could be okay for the woman.
So you're saying,
and the,
like,
women can run the work in the office as secretaries and things like that.
But what I meant, like, you know, there are military women that are nurses and stuff like that. Would that be, like, the only profession that they should be in, or just not even at all?
They could be a nurse, because mama can know how to take care of you really well, but they shouldn't be in battle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Amazing. Thank you, Troy. I got to take a break. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Bye.
You too, bud. Thank you. Back, quick break with the Treasure Chest is open on DLive and Scratch Off on Pure.net. Right? Back in a moment. After a while, that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. I got to tape 3 hours of brand new hours of the Father State after the show today. What the? And I don't mind. Thank you for your support, your super chats, your donations to the organization, to our work. Thank you for helping us to help others. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, and check out all our merch and everything. Or if you want to donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or you can mail it in at Check a Money Order Out to Bond. B-O-N-D, Bond. And mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Bond 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or hit the scan the QR code. We have a QR code now to support Bond. All right. What other quick thing? And thank you all in advance. We got a lot of work to do. And thank you. You've been helped. A lot of you started to help us help others without me even having to ask. Thank you. One other quick story I want to give you. And that's mind blowing to me. And Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, right? You even have pastors supporting illegals in America and fighting against the great white hope. What manner of man is this? They don't want him to protect you at all, even the preachers. Not all, but some. This is so-called black pastor in Chicago, and he's warning his congregation about Trump. AP News, the so-called Reverend Marshall Hatch urged Congress of a permanent black church on Chicago West Side to carry identification, stay connected to family, and protest as the city readied for an expectation for federal investigation. Watch this. Well, it's not a soundbite. It's a writing.
Yeah, a little bit more from AP News.
It's a female pastor?
No.
Oh.
This is a picture I imagine of, it reads here, Darlene Hall worships during a service at New Mount Pilgrim Missionary.
Oh, Lord.
So that might be a preacher of somewhere else.
No, that's a drama.
We're talking about Marshall Hatch. And so this is the AP article. Chicago churches urge calm resistance ahead of expected federal intervention.
And
a little bit more here.
They don't want the congregation leaving that money, taking that money with them. What the?
You need to start telling people about your whereabouts so you don't disappear. Hatch said during Sunday services at New Mount Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. We're not going to despair. We're not going to feel threatened. We're not going to give up and give in to fascism and authoritarianism.
Amazing.
And finally, this is Reverend Dr. Marshall Elijah Hatch, senior pastor of the New Mount Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church.
Oh, man, Reverend Doctor. What a mess. What a mess. And, you know, Troy called about young people in the military and women. One thing I noticed about women being in the military is that they tend to get involved with the men, and then they cry sexual harassment every time. It never fails. So save the trouble. Amazing. Let me go to Charles out of Michigan. I've been waiting a while. Charles, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 Jesse.
Hey, Charles, how are you?
I'm good, Jesse.
No man is good. Only God is good.
God is good. Only God is good. All is well. I could say, yeah, I just wanted to call and holler at you.
I appreciate it.
And, yeah, I've been thinking about you. I watch your show every day. I guess I'm a follower as well. And I appreciate all the things you say about, you know, Trump. I support Trump. I believe in a lot of things that he's done as far as coming in the city, cleaning up the crime, and we really need it in Michigan and all of us. I suppose. But, yep, I just wanted to say I appreciate you, Jesse, knowing you from way back. I haven't heard from anybody much lately, so
I just wanted
to call and holler at you. Good hearing your voice. Y'all will keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate the silent prayer, and it keep me grounded.
Right on.
Yeah, keep me present. I say with the silent prayer, and it's helping me quite a bit.
Thank you, Charles. I totally appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Yeah, thanks.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, and I'll be calling you back. I'll be keeping in touch and keep on listening to your show. Keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Thank you, buddy.
Amazing. All right, homeboy. All right. Yep, it is amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Yeah.
Sweet Home, Alabama. My homeboy from Alabama. He went to Russell County High School, and I went to Rebecca Comer High School. Russell, we love you. Russell, we love you. We love you in the summer and the fall. Russell, we love you. Russell, we like Russell County High School. But you just can't play no ball. But you just can't play no ball. Amazing. Let me go to first time caller Bob out of Florida. Bob, you are on the air.
Hey, thank you, Reverend Jesse.
You're welcome, Bob, and you can call me Jesse.
Okay, Jesse. You know, I lived in Alabama for a couple of years.
What part?
Fairhope.
Oh, yeah? What? No.
Yeah, it was great, right on the bay there.
Nice. Sweet Home, Alabama.
You know, and I noticed, too, because I came from Portland, Oregon, and I noticed, too, that the blacks and the whites get along better in Alabama, where I was,
yep,
than way better than in Portland, Oregon, where it was pretty bad.
That's how I was where I grew up too, Bob, in Alabama. Blacks and white got along totally different than they do now. It's mind blowing.
And you know, my friends from back west, they would say, "Oh, you must see a lot of racism out there." And I got to tell you, honestly, I didn't see any.
Me either.
I didn't see any from either side.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I thought the whites tried to be super nice, and I thought the blacks were gracious, and there was a lot of ingracious behavior in Portland, I got to say.
Oh yeah. So are you white?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when you're called racist, how do you deal with it?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't want to say my career, but I had the type of job where I had to kind of just, I had to just kind of roll with it because of my job, you know. If someone were to say that to me, like in a store or, you know, a friend or this or that, then I could tell them what I really thought, but which I don't mean that in a rude way. I'd be nice about it. you know, and, So I had some situations. Like I lived in New York City for 9 years, And I was actually there right when the Rodney King riots were happening because, you know, the media had really played it up a lot. And there was a protest with a lot of black teens and young 20s from East New York and Harlem. And it was the Washington Square Park was just full, you know, and I didn't know. I was coming out of work. I worked on Washington Place. I was coming out of work, and a friend of mine who was Chinese-American, you know, we were on a phone because they didn't have cell phones then. We were on a phone trying to find a party on the Upper East Side, and we turned around, and there was like a sea of people. They were all blacks, and they were running over top of cars and smashing windows, and it was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it, and I just had the fear come over me, just the fear, you know, and
yeah.
I thought I was going to die. And I don't know how all the people in all the buildings knew to block the doors, but I mean, glass was getting shattered in the buildings and the cars were just ruined. And they were like within maybe half a block of Chris and me. And guess what happened? It was on Broadway right in front of Shakespeare and Company. I don't know if that bookstore is still there. This black bus driver was driving a bus, and he saw the whole thing, and he saw us right in the way of this riot, you know. He opens the doors, and he screams, get in. We get in. He shuts the doors, and he starts taking off down Broadway, and the crowd was rocking the bus. Talk about surreal, you know. Yeah, and I reached out to my friend Chris, you know, when the Floyd stuff started happening. And he just gave me nothing. Like I was like, I felt like PTSD from it, you know, a little bit, you know, because I had, my house was in a part of Portland where they had parades come by and say, you know, we're so sorry, we'll try harder. It was all white people banging on pots with their kids and protesting, you know, what happened to Floyd and all that. And, you know, I'm trying to do my work at my desk, and, you know, it happened Friday after Friday, and I was just starting to feel it, you know, and I'd go shopping, and the stores would have banners that would say, you know, we'll try harder, and all these slogans.
So white people were saying, we are sorry, we'll try harder?
No, the white people, because of what happened to George Floyd.
They were
saying,
we are sorry, we'll try harder?
Yeah, and they would, and there were these things, protests, where the white people, all white people, would lie face down on the dirty asphalt of, like, the Hawthorne Bridge or the Burnside Bridge or these a lot of bridges, they'd lie face down, and these black guys with bullhorns would patrol up and down as they're lying in their face with their hands behind their back like Floyd, sucking asphalt practically, and, you know, and they'd just be plastered, like thousands of them. And I started having trouble. I started feeling like this is just not right, you know?
Yeah. How do you feel now, knowing that white people, you see all these white women getting knocked out and all that, what is it like seeing that white people are under genocide right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the major genocide might be like stuff we're not aware of. I think there's a racial, I think basically we're trying to be split apart, you know, divide and conquer. And it's happening with races, it's happening with religions a little bit, it's happening with but you know, other things, like, for instance, I don't know if you remember what RFK said about COVID, that it targets certain races more than others, you know?
Yeah.
And I can remember him saying, like, it hits black and whites the hardest. And then I went and looked at the stats in Africa, and I noticed that in Africa, it doesn't hit them at all. They don't die from it up north, but in South Africa, where they're like mixed and white, they're dropping like flies. But so I started thinking, well, you know what, this is kind of a unity between white and black people, because I think the reason why the blacks in America are really hit hard by COVID is because they have so much white.
I think in poor countries, they're healthier than Americans.
Well, I was thinking maybe it's their
Americans
DNA, because
really
he was saying it
now.
Latches on to the, pardon me, Jesse, what?
Americans are real fat now because they've been eating all this bad food and lazy and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true for sure. And another thing I was thinking about was, so like my dad's dad was from Iceland, and so I used to go to Iceland sometimes, and I noticed there was like zero obesity and zero overweight. Like they were in amazing shape, right?
It
just
used
amazing.
To be that way here too.
But then what happened was they had a ban on all American food and drink. And then after they got their bank loans forgiven, they lifted all that, and now they have more obesity than America. And I think it's from the American food, maybe. I don't know.
What a mess. I got to run, but let me ask.
I'll call back another time. I had some stuff. I had some pretty awful stuff happen to me with the women in my life, and so I'll call back with that.
Okay, but let me ask. You don't see the genocide on white people right now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you're not supposed to say that. Like, in my career, I could get in trouble for saying that.
Yeah,
and
don't
like,
mention your job
but,
or anything.
But I definitely you know, feel it. And if you look at the fertility rates around the world, you know, whites, especially with Northern European heritage, they're plummeted. It's, like, so negative. Like, they're just – and then the countries like Sweden and England and France and stuff, I mean, all the immigrants are coming from – a lot of them from Africa and the Middle East, and they're basically just replacing them. And you're not supposed to say that replace. You're not supposed to say the replace word either.
Amazing. Bob, I appreciate your call. Call me again.
Okay. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy. What a mess. What a mess. Let me go to Maria out of New York. Maria, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I just wanted to ask you a quick question.
Okay.
And get your opinion real quick, if you have one on it. I know you're pro-life, so am I. Plan B, the morning after pill. Do you have an opinion on it?
I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving medical advice, but I wouldn't recommend you take it because these pills tend to destroy the body in one form or another.
Right. Okay.
Do what you want, but I would not recommend it. Again, I'm not a doctor, but just think about it.
Yeah.
You lay down and you make a baby, whether intentionally or not, and then you get up the next day and take a pill, and don't tell them what that is doing to your body and the baby.
Well, the baby, it prevents pregnancy, the B. It prevents it by not dropping the egg.
You got to kill the seed or something.
It just doesn't drop the egg, so the seed can't get in it. That's all it does. That's why, you know, I'm pro-life, but I just wouldn't, yeah. So, and I'm all like up in the air today because me and him, you know, he wasn't living in the home and now he's back in the home. He was paying the bills and I think, you know, but, you know, everything's been, I've been working, my husband, he has three kids and we were working, you know, not working anything out. I'm actually working on me and things have been better. It's just now this happens and I'm a little like up
in the
air.
Are you pregnant again?
Well, it's the morning. It's the morning after. So I was talking about the morning after pill.
Oh, so
I
you're
asked
concerned
him,
about, you're wondering if you should take the pill or not?
Yeah, I have three children already, and I'm already getting my late 30s now. And
But aren't you married?
I'm married, Jesse. But
but why is there an issue then? That's why you got married, to have as many babies as possible.
Well, we have three children.
That's not enough.
They're white babies. You said we need more white babies, right?
We need
right?
more white babies. What the?
Half Italian. I don't know if that's white. Everybody says Italian has some black, I guess. I don't know.
Well, hate told me Italians are white.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, gosh. Okay,
but
well, I don't know.
Mean, I wouldn't recommend a pill. I would not recommend. It's up to you.
I just know the hell I went through a lot. But again, I wasn't saying, and you know, the hell comes in a lot of different ways. And when you have babies and the hormones and all the other stuff, sometimes it's bad. I don't
but
know.
Sarah,
when you're not, when you're
Sarah
in your health.
Was 99 and Abraham was 100. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
What did your husband say when you asked him about the pill?
I did. I called him up to see what he wanted me to do because last night he was like, oh, it's fine. We can have more kids all of a sudden. Meanwhile, I don't know. And now today I called him up. I was at work and he said,
I said, you have to tell me. That's what I said, because I don't know.
It's, right. It's,
I'm, yeah.
What did
he
say?
He, says, yeah, he said, take the pill.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
I'm supposed to obey him, right? Oh.
You don't believe you don't believe God would take care of you if you put him first and do what needs to be done?
Right, like if I might not even get pregnant, you know?
Right.
From this. Yeah.
You're worried about being pregnant. You don't even know if you're pregnant or not.
Right.
And suppose you take the pill for no reason.
Yeah, it's possible.
But, so here's what I recommend.
The consequences,
Do the silent prayer so you don't be in your head and double-minded. And always have a wait-and-see attitude about all things. And the Father would take care of you.
Yeah, just be still, right?
Yeah, but you, your head is confusing you.
Yeah, well, I'm not that bad. I would have been worse. I'm just seeing it. I feel right. All like I hear the thoughts coming in and they're going cuckoo.
Yeah, don't pay any attention to them. They're lying.
Yeah.
Whatever the thoughts telling you about it, don't do it.
It's confusing me though. So they just I'll rely on God, but I'll see.
All right, let me know how it goes.
All right, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Someone bought a coffee. Jesse, is that you singing the opening song? Stand up. And why do you break out in song when you hear a familiar phrase? I know why I do it, but why do you?
No, that's not me singing the open song, and I break out because I'm black, and I got soul. Thank you.
And Mio is a cute dog, Kappa. I went to a therapist, and he said I need to work on finding my identity to find happiness. What a mess. I am no one, and that is enough.
Right, there's no identity to find. You better be trying to overcome these identities. That's the problem. Thank you.
Kayla, hey, it's a moose. Have a good day.
Who told you that?
Kayla.
What'd you call it?
I was like, is that a moose or a reindeer or a...
Well, it's definitely not a reindeer.
Nice.
It's from Alaska. It must be a moose.
Sweet. Oh, indeed, man. It is a moose.
Thank you.
According to people.
Yeah.
Jermaine bought a coffee. Psalm 139, 7 and 8. Where shall I go to escape your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence? If I climb the heavens, you are there too. If I lie in Sheol, you are there too.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Joe on X, watching live. Great conversation with Michael and Lynn.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anthony, hey, stop bucking around, illegals, and go home.
That's right. He can't say bucking around.
Aries with a super chat. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Or perhaps two.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always. Imported TV, modern Latinas have been lied to about machismo, and so they seek white men because they are perceived as weak and controllable in a relationship. Beta.
It is interesting how white men are controlled when they get into integration relationships with these women. They are controlled.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Thank you.
Terrible.
And like they want to be controlled, too.
Shout out to Kid Combo One, Games for Rec 555555565, and the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew, as well as Jules Verne, Urinal Chills, Slave to Him, Wednesday's Nobody, and the rest of the supporters, Pastor Chatelet and all y'all, Commander Kim, on the Rumble crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Thank you very much. Mike, out of California.
Hey, Uncle Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
I'm gonna be real quick with you. First, I just want to see ask you how your shirt fits you. I'm the one that sent you the still standing Trump shirt, the red one.
Oh, it's amazing. I wore it to the gym the other day. I may have to wear it on the show. It's very perfectly fit. I like that shirt. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I saw it, and you're the first person I thought of.
Right on, man. I'm going to wear it on the show one day, and I like the fact that you got a large instead of an extra large.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that all your muscles, you know, fit nice and tight in that shirt.
And
like,
it does.
Like Hank's tight shirts. one last thing. I'm going to call tomorrow, and okay. I'll ask you the question. But one last thing. What does Trump have to say today?
Amazing.
Right at him. Which one? There's one
right there. Where? Oh, right here. I got so many Trumps, I didn't know where to be.
Did Trump get...
Nobody loves it better than me. Nobody. Who uses it more than I do?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you for the shirt, man. Call me tomorrow. We'll go with the question you had today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You have a good rest of your day. Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. It's an amazing shirt, too. I'm out of time. Y'all hear the music. Everybody cut us off. Mike, a first-time call out of Sweden. Another Michael, first-time call out of New York. Mike, if you want to know more about Bond, go to RebuildingTheMan.com. Right there?
Yes.
To learn about Bond, right?
That's right.
RebuildingTheMan.com. And you'll learn more about Bond. But call me back tomorrow if you like more information, Michael. And to the other callers, bye, y'all. Work on yourself. Know thyself. Know thyself. If you want to be free, if not, stay in your misery. Stay angry, stay jealous, revengeful, lonely, desperate, or you can be free. Thank you for your super chat, your support, and everything. Bye, y'all. Hate coming up now, and then the anchor baby. Bye now. First God's kingdom comes.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.